1480 KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Scratch that, no Lynn Jurens today.
No Lynn Jurens today. I don't know what day. He's been hiatus a few times on us here.
That's all right.
That's it. So it'll be Neil, Randy, and Randy.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah, exactly. So another week. First, I'm going to kick things off a little bit. I know you had a tournament last weekend.
Yeah, I did have a tournament last weekend, I guess.
So give us the 30,000-foot version.
Yeah, 30,000-foot version is if I did any worse, I'd have had to put some fish back in the lake.
You've been working for the Game Fishing Park.
Evidently, it was conservation weekend for me. I didn't want a bag of fish, so I just didn't.
what won it?
Fowles and Lewin won it with 15 pounds, and they were pulling right beside us. They found a crease where the current changed a little bit, and those fish that were coming out of the spawning were starting to get active again, and they were laying right in that crease looking for bait.
Big fish.
Yeah, they caught some big fish.
Nice.
We couldn't. We were just a couple feet off of there, and we just nailed small fish all day and done.
Well, that's part of the gamble anyways, I guess, you know. Somebody's got to be a donator.
That's right. Somebody had to be last, and I'm glad to say that it was me once.
But if you weren't the only zero, so you were tied for last.
Was I? I didn't go to the weigh-in even there, Andy. I just loaded my boat and went home.
Hung your tail between your legs.
Threw my boat board at the guy and said, take this back, I'm done.
You're out of here.
But Falls and Loon are tough to beat on that. Every body of water is somewhere tough to beat. Schilling and Morrow's tough.
Yeah.
Jason Mitchell and Devil's
good,
Lake.
Good sticks up there.
Tough?
Yeah, real good.
Guess who's tough on Big Stone?
Well, I know who's tough on Big Stone.
We got him on the radio this morning.
I know. Those Arnts are tough.
Oh, they're like the Loch Ness Monster of Big Stone.
I think we got Tanner Arnt up there from the bait shop there. Tanner, are you with us this morning?
I am.
Wonderful.
How are we doing this morning, Tanner?
We're doing good.
Well, good deal. So what's going on around the Big Stone area right now?
Well, Big Stone's fishing decent. It's not a great bite by any means, but, you know, they're still picking up fish, and, you know, it's been pretty good.
Well, did you guys just have a tournament up there?
Oh, yeah, we did just have the MWC here last weekend.
Who won that?
Go ahead, you can toot your horn.
Yeah, we did win that tournament here this last weekend.
Wow.
My dad already earned, so.
Well,
yeah.
What'd you do to find the pattern of those walleyes?
Well, throughout the week, you know, we went out a few times pre-fishing. Weather wasn't real good for it, but, you know, we located some fish pre-fishing. And then after that, you know, with the weather we had, we just went fishing. You know, so we found some fish trolling. We found some fish up on rock. And then the tournament day, Friday, you know, the sun came out and started shining on the rocks a little bit, warmed up some water. We moved up on the rocks, and that's where we found most of our fish.
You kind of underestimate yourself when you say, we just went fishing. I don't think anybody on that lake is more deadly when they just go fishing.
So was that a two-day tournament up there?
It was, yep. We had a few fish Friday and Saturday.
What kind of weights did you bring in on Friday and Saturday then?
Well, Friday, the first day, we had a pretty decent bag. We brought in 18.3. And then on Saturday, we only had three fish to show for that day. It was a tough day of fishing, but we did still weigh over 8 pounds that day.
Yeah,
excuse me, 11 pounds. Sorry.
That's a pretty nice. That's a pretty nice average. What was your? What was the biggest?
Well, our biggest on the first day was 6.13, and the second day was 6.03. But, you know, for having 2 6-pounders, we got pretty lucky.
Hard work makes its own luck a lot of times, Tanner. You know, your dad is pretty famous for on Big Stone Lake, but he tells me that you do a lot of guiding, and you're a pretty good stick in your own right. Talk to me about your guiding.
Well, guiding on the lake, you know, I can do it for walleyes, bass, northern, perch. You know, we can do it for a lot of different things. But, yeah, with the experience fishing with my dad alone, and then experience on my own, you know, I've been fishing for 5 or 6 years by myself on the lake, learning the lake day in, day out. So I've got a lot of experience out here, and like I said, you get the multi-species deal. You get kids. I can take kids out and we all get some panfish. Or for a guy that's looking to learn the lake, looking to catch some walleyes, make a nice meal. You can do that too.
I got a tournament up there in a couple of weeks. I might have to hire you.
Come on over. There must be a little challenge between you and your dad when you're both in the boat then, I suppose. You know, I mean, both of you are pretty good sticks. Are you guys, I imagine you work pretty well together, but there's still got to be a little bit of a contest between the two of you, ain't there?
Oh, yeah. It's always a little mind game contest between the two of us, but we work together pretty well, putting our different techniques together to, you know, put together a good basket.
Sure. Talk to me about this multi-species bite going on up there you mentioned. What should we expect out of that?
Yeah, with multi-species right now, we got a lot of different fish right now that are probably what I'd consider almost in their prime. You know, we got, of course, the walleye. Northern pike population coming back pretty good. I'd say the three species that have really made a good comeback in the past 3 or 4 years, we have largemouth, crappies, sunfish, and we have the also famous pertodier too. So, with those fish coming back, makes it fun for everyone. You go out and you never know what you're going to catch.
Well, I tell you, with a multi-species like that, even somebody, you know, like that's just getting into fishing, you were talking about earlier, but how's the shore fishing doing up there? I mean, some of us don't even have a boat that we can jump into. Has it been doing pretty good around there with shore fishing?
Yeah, actually, some of the shore fishing right now is almost better than a boat. Personally, I'd rather fish offshore in the tournament than in a boat.
Has that been more of an evening bite then from shore?
Yeah, for the walleyes, it's definitely an evening bite. I mean, some guys will stay out there till 10, 11, 12, 1 in the morning, and they'll have the best luck out of anybody, you know. They are starting to get some perch from shore also, but that'd be more of your midday stuff.
Are they getting full baskets every night then?
The guys that are hanging around, you can get your limit in the night. If you stay right around sunset, guys are getting 2, 3, 4 fish a night.
I'll be darned. That perch bite's been going up there for quite a while now. How's that perch population doing?
Perch population looks good again. Even fish and walleyes up in the shallows and they're spawning, you can see them running around. Lots of good numbers of small fish, big fish, and everything in between. So, we got a future to look forward to. And like I said, now guys are starting to catch those crappies and bluegills too. And that's just something to add to the fire a little bit, I guess. So.
A good deal.
So do you see Big Stone staying pretty strong most of the year when it comes to the fishing? Is it, you know, the pattern's going to stay pretty good? The fishing going to be really, you know, very strong most of the year?
Yeah, and right now, lake for walleye especially is going to be fishing about as tough as it's going to. We had to use clear water and bouncing temperatures. So, it's only going to get better for walleye here for the next couple weeks. And then after that, guys can start transitioning to the panfish. It seems like there's always something to go after out here. So,
that's good. Well, you're working in the bait shop now, aren't you, Tanner?
Yep, I've been working with my dad since last spring, I guess. So, I'll be down at the bait shop hanging out. And
what's going on at the bait shop?
Help anybody who comes through. So,
well, what's hot at the bait shop besides the coffee?
What's that?
Said, what's hot at the bait shop besides the coffee?
Yeah.
So, what's some of the big lures are using on the Big Stone area? Is it mostly cranking? Is it mostly live bait up there? Or what are you guys really working into?
Well, for us in the tournament, I'd say our probably go-to bait was actually a bobber and a leech. And that's not a normal pattern for us out here, but we had a lot of clear water. And what we're looking for right now is a natural presentation. So bobber and a leech, jigging a minnow right now is good. As we continue moving forward, those crankbaits are definitely going to start going.
They got a few more tournaments that are coming into the area around there?
Yep. Just listing off a few ones coming up, I guess. We have MTT coming this weekend. I know we have the AIM Weekend Walleye Series coming up, too. And then you get into late June, you have the Walleye Classic. So, those are just a couple. But, yeah, we'll have tournaments for next couple weekends coming up. So.
Yeah, water levels are pretty good.
Yeah, water levels are actually up a little bit, which hopefully will help the spawns and everything. But it makes it good for fishing right now, too. So, yeah, I'd say water levels up about 4, 4 or 5 inches.
Good deal. Do you want to plug the bait shop at all? Got any specials going on?
I'm done for the bait shop. You know, we don't have any specials going on right offhand, but, you know, come in. We always like to offer our help.
Tanner,
show you the good areas.
Free information.
I'm going to do a little sales for you. Everything is special at Arndt's Bait Shop.
There you go.
even the information. It's special.
Well, that's actually the reason to stop there on its own.
Absolutely.
You want to talk to two great guys and see, get some good information on Big Stone, you should stop at Arndt's Bait Shop.
They're definitely going to get you. They're going to get you headed in the right direction, and that's what some people need when they get up there, and you know, make sure you stop in and say hi, grab some coffee, and you know, and just talk to the boys a little bit. I always call it pre-fishing the bait shop.
That's right. And there's a bunch of boys up there that need to pre-fish several days. You guys still have lodging there, don't you?
Yep, we have our cabin on the lake right now, but we also have helped out guys. You know, there's other guys that rent out cabins on the lake, helping out, and then we refer business elsewhere. So, I mean, yeah, if you're looking for a place to stay, give us a call, and we can see what we can get you hooked up with. And, yeah, glad to help.
That would be great.
Wasn't your bait shop voted the number one bait store in Minnesota last year?
It was.
It was voted by, you know, they voted the number one bait store in Minnesota.
And the number one in Ortonville.
And the number one in Ortonville. Yep. That's two
prizes.
But to get to be number one in Minnesota, I mean, you got to imagine, you're in the land of 10,000 lakes plus. I mean, there's a bait store in every corner, kind of like, you know, our coffee shops are around here or our money lenders are around here. But, I mean, that's something that you can really hang your hat on.
Absolutely.
So, if they need to get a hold of you at the bait store, what do you guys have, a web page? You got a phone number or something like that? Or maybe to get a hold of you for your guiding service?
Yep. In order to get the whole bait shop or, you know, get the latest updates, we do have a Facebook page that's very active with fishing reports, updates. You know, in the winter and stuff, we have the ice updates and everything else, too. So you can check us out on Facebook at Arndt's Bait. Otherwise, you can just call down to the shop and there'll be somebody there all the time willing to help you. The number for that is 839-2480. And as for the guiding aspect.
Expert. Guiding expert.
Call down there at the same time.
And that's 320. What was the last number? 389?
839-2480.
Okay. So what other bodies of water? I mean, I know Big Stone of course, Big Stone Lake is such a great place to fish. Is there any other bodies of water around there that that some people go to that that are maybe some hidden secrets?
And Big Stone's going to be the main one. You know, for some of the local guys that know the area, you know, there are some smaller lakes, such as like Artichoke, Long Tom, and so on. But, I mean, if you're a best fishing experience, you're probably going to end up on Big Stone. So.
Sure.
Well,
and, I mean, you got what? I mean, that thing's got to be what? I know it's 20-some miles from foot to, from the foot of it all the way to the top. So, I mean, you got plenty of water there to choose from, and it's nice and wide. And again, the fishing's been really good. And like I said, if they need a good place to start, just head on over to the bait store there and definitely help you out there.
You bet. Well, thanks, Tanner. And that number at the bait shop, again, is 320-839-2480. When you want to talk to some guys that know what's going on in Big Stone, you should talk to the Arndt boys.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Thank you, Tanner. That's Tanner. And, of course, his dad is Artie Arndt over at the bait store there in Big Stone City. No, that's actually in, are they in the Ortonville side?
They're in Ortonville. Yeah. Yep. Just around the corner at the stop sign. You can't miss them.
You can't miss it. You go through Big Stone, head into Ortonville, and you take a right and I think it's right next to the Dairy Queen there, pretty close, ain't it?
Yeah, it's big lot by the railroad tracks, I know.
Can't miss it. I know that. I mean, you know, he's had that bait store there for a while, and it is really, I mean, you talk about the amount of things that you need for bait. I mean, he's got quite an array of you know, the terminal tackle, the crankbaits that you need there, good quality minnows. So, and plus, not only the information that he gives out is really decent.
He's always
except
been a good
for
guy.
If he knows you real well, he'll tell you to use a black spinner with a leech on a planer board at 3.5 miles an hour or something like that.
Well, that'll work. So. I talked to Falls and Lewin. They got 11th up there, and they were using a planer board and a tiny, tiny spinner pulling over the weeds at Hartford Beach.
Really?
Said the weeds are about 1.5 feet tall, and they had a 3/4 inch drop shot in front of just a little bit of spinner. Got it way out of there with fluorocarbon leaders, and they did okay. They got 11 pounds or 11th place.
You know, I tell you what, though, to, you know, the Arndt boys to pull in 18 pounds in one day,
That's popping.
And on a 5-fish basket.
With the slot limits in place.
That's knowing you're fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, you just.
There's nobody there that knows. Look at every tournament that they fished in. They know that lake.
Absolutely.
They aren't just saying stuff. They can back it up.
You know, and of course, it's exactly. And it's good. And, you know, and if you want to, you know, get on the Big Stone area and find somebody that's going to guide you and you've never been out there, I definitely would recommend that because, you know, they know what's going on up there. I mean, it's their home water.
That's right.
You know, when you're, you know, it's like playing basketball in your backyard. You know your hoop the best. Well, you know you're fishing the best. Unfortunately, I don't have any home water I can stake around here.
I don't think I do anymore.
My home water was Mille Lacs Lake, but now you're lucky to even keep a fish there.
Yeah, my home water, I think, is, I don't know, that puddle just outside of Henry.
Your home water would be the faucet out of your garage.
It's that tiny puddle as you come into Henry. I planted 2 fish in there. I'm going to catch them someday.
Jeez. You know what? The fishing around the area, I know a lot of people have been out moving around. How about yourself? You've been out?
Yeah, I've been out checking things out. I've been kind of getting ready for tournaments, but I was on, I've been down to Dry Lake a couple times. It's been okay.
Yeah.
I've been up on Long, of course, and Stank and some of those, and doing wader fishing at night. You can pick up a couple, but I don't know. It's odd, hit and miss.
I went up to Bitter. Water's a lot, it seems a lot higher. A lot of boats up there, but of course, the lake is so big, you didn't see any of them because obviously nobody's fishing in the bay, nobody's fishing in the main water. I'm pretty sure they got to be way in the back.
Yeah, well, that lake's the bottom of the trough. Everything drains into there. It's going to go up.
I looked at that, and then I drove by Swan, and that's got to be about 3 foot down.
I think it is.
You know,
I haven't been by Swan in a while.
And I know there's some kind of a memorial tournament going up on Swan here or something going on here this weekend or the following weekend, one of these. It's just a pull-together tournament, I think, that they got going on up there or something.
Really?
That's so I heard. Hmm. You know, I've been wrong once before.
Just don't tell me. I'll have to get in the dang thing, and I don't want to do that again.
So, but, you know, we were talking about earlier, and maybe, you know, we talk normally.
Speeding?
Besides your speeding today.
Okay.
But we've never talked about this on air, but, you know, I'm going to do one of my things that's on my bucket list, and I'm trying to get it done here in June. We talked about it earlier. And that's do a little prairie dog hunting.
Ah, pasture rats. They're the best.
You know, so I've been researching this a little bit. And, of course, I got some friends of mine and some relatives coming up because it's all in our bucket list to go. And, of course, you know, it's hard to find a place to go because unless you know somebody. And right now, as of now, I have nowhere to go. But I look online and they kind of give you a little outline of where, you know, the prairie dogs are, you know, the towns are and the populations and all that stuff. And of course, there's West River and all that. And there's a lot of guides out there.
Really?
Believe it or not, there's a lot of people that prairie dog guide. And it's, I mean, anywhere from $200
to $600. To shoot a prairie dog?
For a day. You know, that's if they're going to supply the gun, the ammo, the food, the lodging, and all that stuff, you know.
I know guys that will do it much cheaper. All you got to supply is a little beer.
You know, but. Yeah, and I was researching, and you know, these prairie dogs come in, and apparently the farmers don't want them around.
No, if you read the Pierre Capital Journal right now, the guys that have the farms next to Ted Turner's ranch out there are mad because he's reintroducing the prairie dogs that they've spent years trying to kill.
Yes.
You know, and prairie dogs, the funny thing about them is they don't know where fences or land starts and stops. They just dig.
Do they ever?
And they're mad. It was a big write-up in the Pierre paper in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, so, man, you know, if anybody's got any good spots for me to go, kind of maybe a public land or a private person they know, I know Neil said he might have something for me, but
I got you covered. I'm
looking for a place to go. I don't want to, you know, the thing is I don't want to, got people already coming from Minneapolis. I don't want to drive another, you know, 6-7 hours to go way out west.
Well, you could round up the little critters and bring them this way and shoot them, but that's a little tough.
That, but you pretty much got to be on the other side of the river, I think.
You can get them on this side, but they're picked. Up around Mobridge, the east side's covered pretty good. Down around Platte and that area, the east side's covered, but you still got the drive.
But a lot of it's not on, they don't have any public land that you can go on, do they? That you can shoot? I don't know. Most of it's privately owned, isn't it?
I don't know one person that would say, no, please don't shoot my prairie dogs, except for Ted Turner.
You know, that's what I was reading. Yeah, that's what I was reading, that a lot of these farmers, I was reading that, you know, these ranchers that own this, they you know, if you go up and ask, they'd welcome you to come out and as long as you clean up your mess, don't leave a mess, you know. And
they'd let you camp there for the weekend.
Exactly. And one of them, the rancher's wives brought him lunch, you know. But that's what we want to do. We want to go to somebody's farm or on private land or whatever it is and bring our camper out there and go out and shoot these. You know, I've never done it before, and I heard it's absolutely fantastic. And I know Lynn's done it before. I mean, he had so much fun, he shot his foot off, you know.
Now that's having some fun.
That's having fun.
Watch out, kid, you shoot your toe off.
You can put a 223 right through the back of your heel, you know, then you're doing really well.
Yeah, that's
but, you know, they shoot them with anything from a 223, a 17, even a 22 if you want to play the lob.
Yeah,
you
know, I shot him with a 7mm 1 year deer hunting because I was so sick of looking at deer.
You know, and it looks like it'd be kind of fun. You know, people talk about how they get out there and they shoot so much, about melt the barrel off your gun. And
we sat between three towns. When we shot one town out, we just turned the table around and shot at the other town, and then kept moving around. And we never were done
what
firing.
What are you shooting?
We had 223s.
How many yards you usually?
I suppose 300. It wasn't very far.
No.
It was far enough that it was a bit of a challenge, but close enough that we got them all done.
Yeah. I was reading, there's some guys that popped them from 1,000 yards. That's kind of a shot.
I couldn't even see him 1,000 yards. I'm not sure I own a gun that'll go that far.
I don't even know. That's these forms that I was reading on it. But if anybody's got any great places to go and know somebody, give me a call.
Yep.
You know, and let me. And, if you don't know how to get a hold of me, call the radio station here. They'll give you my phone number. I kind of want, it'd be kind of fun to just to go and give it a shot. And I guess they say you got to be careful because there's an owl that looks like a prairie dog. Did you know that?
Oh, I shouldn't say anything at this point.
In other words, you knew this already by accident.
Nope. On a total other note,
What is it?
I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Who knows? But you know, they're, like I said, there's thousands of them out there, and you know, just. Something to do, but I did not know there's, like I said, there's guides out there that are making pretty good money at this.
You can do a lot of it.
You know, and it's, there's no, it, the season's open 24/7. As far as I know, there's no season, and I think you'd have it's a small game license, I suppose.
You have to have a fur license, and if you're out on the reservation and you can't find one, if the game warden comes along, just buy one from him.
Happy that you're just getting rid of them.
Yeah, they're pretty happy.
Exactly right. So,
before we go, I need to say a little thank you to the nice hire patrolman that I got the hold of this morning. He was so nice to let me go this morning and speeding. Yeah.
What happened?
I was coming to town, and I was kind of jamming to the radio and driving a little bit too fast. Like,
so you were killing it on dashboard karaoke this morning?
Yeah, I was doing pretty good. I was doing Beyonce. And he pulled me over, and you know what, people? When you get pulled over, at that point, it's a simple business negotiation. It's his job to get a ticket. It's your job to get out of it. If you go negative, he's going negative.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It'd just be nice to him. They let me go. They knew I was just in a hurry and not paying attention. And so thank you much, good people out there. Don't be giving the policeman any bad.
You're doing 90 in a 65, Neil. I don't know.
It wasn't 90 at that point.
And at that point, no.
But, so that's all I wanted to say is thank you to him. He made my day today. I'm just going to be a little bit happier.
Well, hey, I tell you what, it saved yourself
a lot of money.
A little bit of cash there, you know. So, well, like you said, big week, first week of fishing for the league, Monday night.
Lake Compesca.
I think the league is filled up.
I think so.
But I do know that don't they leave a couple open spots every week that, you know, some locals can jump in if they want?
I don't know for sure.
I know they said something about that, but I know they got to. I know it's the first one coming up at Compesca, and
last night Lake Area was at dry. Lake Area Walleye Club was at dry.
Really?
Yep.
You know, we ought to have somebody come here and talk about that. I didn't know nothing about that.
I'll get Doris on the phone next week.
Lake, is that on a
Mitchell or Madison?
Oh yes, okay. Is there one out of Aberdeen too?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I shouldn't say.
I know
that.
They got these. How'd they do on a drive? Did you hear?
I haven't talked to anybody. I was trying to get a hold of Ryan Sauter out of Lake Preston this morning, and he hasn't got back to me. So
yeah, well, we'll maybe give him a call in the next couple of weeks. But we'll definitely let you know next week how we did on Compesca. And Compesca, I don't know, it could be a tough bite, could not be. You know, that lake, it's I think it's on the comeback.
It's doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I did okay out there. I can't fish Monday night, but...
apparently you couldn't fish last weekend either.
I couldn't fish last weekend, but boy, Monday night in that wind, back trolling with a vertical jig, I was doing well.
You're doing good for you.
Yeah, I went home, I felt a little bit better about myself.
Big weekend, what do you got going on that you can't go? Another tournament?
School board.
Oh, that's what it is. When's your next tournament coming up then?
I think it's, next weekend at New Everett's. It's Wolves on the Water.
Wolves on the Water.
A couple friends of mine from around Glenham and I go out there, we pretend to fish and...
That one
whoop it up for a couple days.
Fills up pretty good too then?
Yeah, they make a big deal out of it. Yeah. It's huge.
Full weekend.
Yep. Steve Bull from Clear Lake and I are fishing it, and then Pat Thorstenson from out there at Glenham. If you know Patsy, stop and tell the old cowboy hello.
Put three in the boat and away you go?
Three in the boat and no fish, and away we're going.
Is that a catch-all, or is it just a walleye?
It's just a walleye.
How many teams they pull out of that one?
Oh, I think it's 150.
Wow, good paybacks?
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually a decent tournament. I graduated from Northern, so I didn't figure they'd get enough of my money. I'll give them some more.
What do you graduate? What do you graduate? What do you weigh? Five? Weigh six?
Last year, I think we weighed six.
But you could obviously put eight.
You could put 12 in the boat, but you could only weigh two overs and four unders, I think is what it was.
Yeah. What kind of way to win that?
I don't have a clue. This year, it's going to be big, you know. Just as long as some of the big old sticks aren't in there. Hopefully Chad's got somewhere else to fish that weekend. He's not in it. Otherwise, we're all going for second.
Well, it'll be fun. Well, another week of On the Water in the Air. And Neil, thanks. You and I did a solo thing. Randy was over there eating his burrito. And again, thanks to Artie and Tanner Arndt over at the bait store in Ortonville. And if you guys get a chance, talk to them over there. Give them a call, 320. Is that 839-2480?